And here we are. It is a Wednesday, July the 15th, 2020, 7:15, 2020, halfway through the month of July, 16 minutes past the hour, and you're tuned in to On the Air. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble on this Wednesday. Glenn, how's it going?
It's going okay, but I'm really frustrated because a gentleman called in last week on my show and told me what he thought a new name for On the Air should be. And it was a really good name. And if he's listening, please call us back.
On the Air.
I forgot to write it down.
On the Air completely or just our segment of On the Air?
I think On the Air completely, but I don't know.
Oh, so that title for this show and your show on Thursday and my show on Friday.
Yeah, would be
something
else.
Completely.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He might have just meant it for our show. Whatever it was, it sounded like a good title for me.
Well, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And Apple Butter Donuts?
No, thank you.
Well, it wasn't an offer, Glenn.
I wasn't offering. You have your hand out like it's an offer.
No, I'm saying Apple Butter Donuts delivered to the studio this morning, freshly baked early this morning.
Yes, by that wonderful...
Oh, jeez, Glenn.
Baker. I
didn't
mention her name.
Oh, mercy me. You can't give her compliments.
Why not?
Because she gets the big head.
It's such a tiny little head. She needs a...
No, she gets the big head, and we can't be giving her compliments.
She's a
tiny girl.
She can afford a big head.
Oh, here you go, Glenn. You're giving her more compliments. She already thinks she should be a princess. She said that early on this morning.
I think she is a princess.
Glenn. I'm going to have to shut your microphone off. Glenn, you're losing it.
I'm sorry. She's cute. She made my day. See, I came
Glenn, please stop. He can't be stopped. Stop, Glenn.
I came
in. Whatever you say.
In a bad
please
mood.
Stop.
And now I'm in a good mood. Oh, me.
Let's see what you've done.
What?
Her head won't be able to get in the door. Holy mackerel.
That's not a pretty picture.
What is a princess, anyway?
Well, it could be several things. It could be very derogatory in some cases. And it could be like my daughter when she was... I'm sorry, am I not close enough to the...
No, you're good. Oh. Did I look bad there or something?
No, it looked like you were flipping up the pot a little higher on me.
No, go ahead.
Okay. When my daughter was 12 years old, she was a princess. She is no longer a princess, I'll guarantee
Why
you.
Why is a princess? Because Abby did
a,
not... Did
a
not,
sweetheart.
Yeah, but she did not define because she thinks she's a princess.
She you wants know? A tiara.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
She wants a tiara. And apparently there's some...
Is it tiara?
It's tiara.
Not tiara.
Progress. Process.
You say bratwurst.
Aunt. Bratwurst.
Tomato.
Tiara. You got it. But I don't know what a princess is. What's the definition of a princess?
A lovely, sweet, cute little girl.
Oh, then she's definitely not a princess. I can check things off right there that she is definitely not a princess.
I hope she calls in and bites your head off.
She won't call in. I'll tell you why she won't call in.
Okay, she's not listening. Probably.
No. Well, she might be listening, but I'll tell you why she won't call. She listens more than you'd think. I learned that last week.
That doesn't surprise me because I've seen you get texted on your...
But sometimes that's other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a few people who listen that way. She won't call in. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she's cowardly.
And that's horrible.
Yeah, a princess wouldn't be cowardly. But no, there have been several times over our association.
Off.
Who? What?
A princess would have your head cut off for saying that.
Well, I don't think she's really that type of princess.
Oh, okay.
But what I will say is,
she's texting you right now, isn't she?
Well, no, I was just looking to see what that was.
Oh, okay.
But no, she's got no. How should I say this? Guts. Now, but here's why. No, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, kindness way.
Yeah.
She brought me donuts this morning. I'm trying to be nice here. I'm trying to be nice as I can be. But here is what. Okay, now I'm getting a message. Okay. Oh, she's cowardly. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying. She won't call in because we've done this before. You know, she gets furious and all this and blah, 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 and I'll get a message. But she doesn't call in because she's spineless. So that's just the way it goes. See, I have to offset all your stuff with the truth.
I will not say nice things about her anymore. At least today. Oh, no, I can't. I like her. So
why her? There are so many other nice people in the world.
But none of them here at the station.
Me!
Okay.
That's right. You had to think about it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just curious.
What
is a princess? What's a princess?
I think what I said a princess is right. A cute little...
Oh, good. No.
Sweet girl. Usually under 12.
I thought a princess... Well, we know she's not a princess then. She's well over middle age. But what I'm saying is what I think a princess is not her.
Obviously.
Yeah, what I think you would see in the dictionary if you looked up the word princess is you would see her picture with a big line through it.
Like a diagonal
line.
Like and a circle around it.
The opposite of this is what a princess is. That's what I think would happen.
Oh, my. She brought you donuts. Be nice to the girl.
No, she's nice. I mean, I say she's not. The fact that she got up. Now, did I tell you how this. Did you hear the derivation of butter donuts?
No, I didn't get to hear you very much this morning.
That's the real tragedy of the morning.
I was in the shower too long. I had a lot to get off of me.
I had a lot to get off of you. You had a lot of grunge piling up.
There you go.
But when was this? Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, has there ever been such a thing as an apple butter donut?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
And then now you want us to name it after you.
Well, I think that's only fair because I came up with it. So I said, has there ever been such a thing as an apple butter donut?
You know there will be people that will call it the Scott donut from
now
on.
They should. I would take it.
Would you prefer your first name or your last name?
It doesn't matter. Okay. As long as it's named after me, I don't mind. They can call it whatever they want. But there's this apple butter donut, and I said, wouldn't it be great if somebody whipped that up? And then nothing ever showed up, even though people were saying, oh, that's a great idea, and this is how I could do it, and so on and so forth. And nothing ever came. And I thought, well, this is very odd. So then...
Why is it odd? People don't always do your bidding.
Well, they don't do my bidding.
I don't.
But you think if somebody... you're talking about it, and they're talking about how to whip it up, you would bring somebody... You would bring one to the creator. You would bring one to the person who thought it up.
Now you're calling yourself the creator.
The creator. Why not? Why not? So in any event, being the creator
there's
that I am.
There's a movie in that, I think. The creator.
Scott the creator of the apple butter donuts. So you think one would be brought up.
I'm feeling better already, Scott.
Well, hey, 10 minutes with me and everybody feels better. So they bring no donuts show up. And I think, well, what in the world happened here? And then the person says, oh, because you ticked me off because you told me not to come in, that's why I did not bring you any donuts.
Oh.
Spite.
Ah.
Spite, Glenn. That's not princess talk. That's spite. So I get spited. And
spite upon?
Spite upon. Mm-hmm. Spite upon. And then that's the British version. Mm-hmm. Spite upon. And then last night, all I did was post. You saw the Facebook post, I'm sure. Did you about apple butter donuts?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember it.
Very simple. Didn't name anybody. Didn't criticize anybody. All I said...
You are an expert at...
Vague. Vague book is what somebody called it one time. Vague book.
Vague book.
Vague
yeah,
book.
Yours
I vague book. I just put apple butter donuts, like good or bad idea. That's all I put. And then somebody said, did you ever get one? And I said, no. I still did not label the person.
You should be a Jewish mother. You're
really?
You're really good at putting the guilt on people.
Is that guilt?
I think so.
No, it's not guilt. So
I'm sorry, all you Jewish mothers. You're much better than Scott.
Well, here's the brilliance of this. This happened at like 9 or 10 o'clock last night, rather late. And she got up this morning.
You mean you weren't watching Rachel?
You know, I don't think I've ever watched her.
She wasn't on anyway.
No. I. You know, I don't know what I do at 9 o'clock. I'm vague booking.
Okay.
So that's what I do at 9 o'clock.
I like that, vague booking. And you do vague book.
I
well,
do vague book.
Probably the only vague booker I know.
Really?
Yes.
Well, once again, I'm a creator. Creator on two fronts. Media.
Scott the creator.
Media
that
and food. Scott the creator. I might have people refer to me as that from now on.
I'm leaving.
I think that might be the way to go. Why not? Sometimes you just got to get into it.
I do feel better now.
So in any event, we do the, this is late last night. Now, at 9 o'clock this morning, she was here with those donuts. So homemade apple butter donuts didn't have all the ingredients at home.
Yeah, probably not.
Between 10 o'clock last night and 9
o'clock. She got the light apple butter for you.
11 hours. She had a maid.
Did you see my rolled eyes?
Yeah. I mean, roll them back in your head, Glenn. We got shows to do here. So in 11 hours, she had these prepared, cooked, and delivered. Now, what do you call that?
A wonderful girl.
Well, I call it a wonderful donut.
I would call her my wife if I wasn't married.
Oh, she's been a lot of people's wives, Glenn.
Oh, that's mean.
You wouldn't be the first in that line. Did you hear her name?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I hate to get into this if she is listening.
You said it's 17.
17 names.
No, it can't be.
Oh, that's low end. I'm lowballing, Glenn. But her name...
Is she from Mexico? They
Kentucky.
Use a lot of names.
Kentucky.
Oh, that's
Kentucky.
Right.
She came from a holler.
That's right.
She was born in a holler in West Virginia, and then they FedExed her over to Kentucky, where she learned how to cook gravy. But here's how the name goes, if you want to know.
That's why she's had so many husbands, because she killed them with the gravy.
And then she thinks she's like some kind of a thug. She thinks she's a... Does she look like somebody who could beat somebody up?
She looks like a real thug.
Yeah, she looks like a real thug, doesn't she? In any event... because I imagine a lot of people probably have not seen her.
She's beautiful.
Okay. Glenn!
I'm sorry. I promised I wouldn't give her more compliments.
What is wrong with you?
You have many
I'm going to get
you,
a censor button put in before
most
the next
of your
show.
Female friends are very pretty. I only know two or three of them.
What does this mean? What is the point of this, Glenn?
I don't know. I just wish I were you.
Yeah, most people do. That's right. They all want to be me.
He's got the creator.
He's got the creator. You got it. But the point is that clearly she's one of those people who is... where was I going with this?
Oh,
her last
no
names.
Idea.
Her last names. Her last names. She's got several last
can
names.
Can you repeat them?
I can try.
Okay.
It's like an eye chart.
Uh-oh, here she's calling you now. You're in trouble.
This isn't her. She's gutless.
Oh, okay.
No way. Go ahead, caller.
Did I hear you call Abby a thug?
Well, no. She likes to fashion herself a thug. I don't think she's a thug, but she fashions herself a thug.
She's one of them gangster type, huh?
Well, here's what
he's
she...
He's a liar.
I think she thinks... Because we have tried to compete after... Because, listen, I'm going to try to get this in here before our break. Like 6 months ago, I beat her badly at a board game. I mean, really destroyed her. Beat her, I mean, broken bones and bandages everywhere. And she's never gotten over this.
Tic-tac-toe.
So there was supposed to be another competitive event, and at one time it was going to be bowling, and then they shut down all the bowling alleys.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be disc golf, and she backed out of that because she knew she would lose. So now I think she's just down to like a pure fight. We're just going to have a fist fight, her and I, put on the boxing gloves, and she thinks she's a thug, and she'll win that.
I think we should have a look-off.
You better watch it there. She might want you to throw some dice there, maybe. I kind of a thug there, you know?
Oh, she might be. You never know.
Yeah, I might decide to slip your wallet out there, boy, and clean you out there.
Well, she, you know, she's from Kentucky.
Oh, boy. You know how they are. Oh, Lord.
She's a Kentucky. But, boy, these apple butter donuts were good. I will have to say on the meter, they were an 8. I was surprised.
Scott, let me give you a little bit of advice.
I want to hear this.
Go ahead.
Don't mess with her.
Yeah.
Well, she did tell me to eat a particular donut this morning. I still don't know what that was all about. If I pass out, Glenn, you'll know what happened.
She has friends that...
Hold on. We got to go to break.
Sorry.
We're coming back in 1 minute. Stay there, caller. Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears and Glenn Coble back on the air on this Wednesday. Now, phone lines are open if you'd like to chime in here. 740-383.
Caller leave?
Yeah, caller left. I didn't want the caller to leave. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Caller, if you'd like to call back in, please do. That's what we're here for. To field calls like that. But yeah, she thinks she's a thug. Like she's going to beat somebody
down. Caller likes her, too. I could tell. Or our past caller, who is no longer with us. I mean,
they passed away?
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why they're not on the line. They've passed away. They've gone on to their reward.
That would be bad, but you are the creator, so it might happen.
Yeah, it's exactly right. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh.
But to tie a knot in this conversation, I thank her for making the apple butter donuts. I thank her for coming in this morning. I thank her. They were very good. I appreciate it. She's going to make them twice a month now, is what I heard. And also going to try something called carrot cake donuts, because I am the creator. And here's what this is a cake donut. You know,
that sounds good.
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, I envision this as a round donut. You know, with the middle gone, like a regular-looking donut.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put that cream cheese icing on top of the carrot cake.
Okay.
And that's it.
It's just carrot cake.
No, that's a donut.
You just made a round carrot cake.
Well, no, because you've got to put donut. You got to make it. Isn't just a donut about the shape?
I don't know.
What's the difference from a donut and a cake? Well, it's a cake donut. There's such a thing as a cake donut.
There is, and I don't like them. But I don't know.
Give us a buzz. What is the difference? That's a good question. What's the difference between
a
donut?
Question.
Is it? No, I think it's fascinating.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between a donut and cake? Because how would you make? I mean, what would be the difference between a carrot cake donut and carrot cake, except for the shape?
That's why I say it's just carrot cake.
Well, is a donut just about the shape?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, that was a bad question a few minutes ago.
Well,
you're such a flip-flopper, Glenn. You're wish-washy. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. What's the difference between a donut and cake? Is it just the shape?
It's probably just the shape.
There was another question I had in that regard this went right out of my head. But I don't know if it had to do with food or not, but there was a question. Oh, Dunkin' Donuts, when are they opening?
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be the 7th.
It was supposed to be the 7th, and then somebody called in and said that they were having lighting issues, and it was going to be the 17th, which is Friday.
Yeah, donuts don't grow if you don't have good light.
Yeah, right. But I passed by the other day, last night, and there were cars there. Now, it looked like they were going through the drive-thru, but I don't know if they were hiring employees or still working inside. Is Dunkin' Donuts open? Do we know what is going on with Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm
going
to drive by there after I get off my show today, and I'll look.
Oh, it's on my way home.
But I
don't know. Right now, I don't know. Are they open? Is it like a soft opening like sometimes they do and don't tell anybody, and then they have their grand opening? What is the status of this right now?
Okay. Now, if I have a soft head, does that mean it's a grand head as well?
I don't know.
You'll have to excuse. My brain is working that way this morning.
That's a little more than I can take.
Up today. I don't know what happened. I. You know what? I had my weekly beer last night. Maybe that was it.
It fried your brain
for
this particular portion of the program. Let people know what's coming up today, 12 to 1.
Okay. 12:15, we're going to have on Craig Swartz, who is running for state senator. And you know what I learned about him? And I didn't really know this, but probably everybody in Marion except me knows this. Andrew's his brother. So Andrew's the guy who can tell
pastries.
You what's the difference between a donut and a cake.
You know, I'm trying to find here, if you go to the Dunkin' Donuts website and you search our area code, it gives you Middlesbrough, it gives you Strongville, it gives you Brunswick, it gives you Berea, Cleveland, Parma Heights, Brook Park.
I only know where Cleveland is of all those.
Well, I wonder how you get the... it's not even listed on the site, so how would you get the phone number?
Maybe they're waiting till they open, and maybe they're not quite open yet.
Well, I'm, you know, Marion's arbiter of information. I can't wait that long.
Is that your first name? Arbiter? No, Creator's your first name.
Wait. That's my last name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Scott the Creator.
The is your middle name.
Does anybody know anything about Dunkin' Donuts? Give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's what we want to know at this particular point.
Scott's going to passively, aggressively make you go out and drive around and find out.
Well, you're right. I certainly would not go there myself, but I would have somebody.
Have you ever had a Dunkin' Donut? It's very good.
We used to have a Dunkin' Donuts here in town.
Oh, did you?
We did, yeah.
Before me.
Yeah, it was in the 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a... Does anybody know where Dunkin' Donuts was here in town? Call in, and that'll be the big trivia question. You'll be the big winner today. Where was Dunkin' Donuts located here in Marion? We only had one location.
Right by the water treatment plant.
That's exactly right.
Oh, can you imagine putting that?
It didn't last very long.
No, it wouldn't.
Tell me where the Dunkin'...
There's your answer.
Somebody used to go there quite a bit. Here we go. Let's get the phone call going. Here we go, caller.
Hey, Scott, post on Facebook says the 21st on Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, they backed it way off.
On Facebook, what site did you get that off of?
I don't know. I was just scrolling through stuff that people post.
So it was on the Facebook. So the 21st, which would be Monday, next Monday?
So they're opening 2 weeks late?
Tuesday, next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. All right, the 21st. Have you seen all the busyness over there, all the activity?
Tuesday.
I drove by the other day, saw quite a few cars there. I didn't know whether they was setting up, hiring, or what.
Yeah, that's what I can't figure out, is what's going on over there. But, hey, I thank you for calling in. That's information 21st.
Maybe they're practicing making donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been making them square, and now they got to learn how to make them round, right?
Got to make the donuts. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
21st is what we hear. Does anybody else have any information different than that? Let us know.
I wonder why 2 weeks late.
How would you know? You know, I should call up Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, well, we've done that before.
We called Dunkin' Donuts?
No, but we called Spam.
Well, we did call Spam, and they wouldn't give me the information.
No recipes for you.
No recipe for me.
Even if you are the creator.
Even if I am the creator. I wonder what Dunkin' Donuts number is.
They don't have a number.
Carrie
right
had
now.
A number, I think, in there for Dunkin' Donuts at one point. It's on the desk.
You want me to go out and look?
Well, I can do it. I know where it is.
Oh, I do.
Talk for a minute.
Okay, I'll talk for a minute. I'm looking forward to this interview with Mr. Schwartz. Because I have never spoken to anybody who ran for Senate.
I didn't make it that far. Glad I
know. I
saw
you come back quickly.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think Dunkin' Donuts was originally on the corner of Kensington and Mount Vernon Avenue, where there was a loan company there. But I think now it's closed.
Right where the bank is?
No, right across from the car lot, right?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yep, right there on Kensington.
There's a filling station across the street.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Yeah, it was the same building, too. It was like a cash...
Same building.
Yeah, cash for loan or something.
But yes.
That was Dunkin' Donuts. Uh-huh. Have you heard anything about the Dunkin' Donuts here in Marion?
I have not.
I wonder why this is such a heavily kept secret.
Be careful.
I heard someone say the 27th now.
Well,
the 21st?
21st, 27th. We heard the 17th at one point. At one point, it was the 7th. We don't seem to... And there's no sign out in front of it that would tell you anything.
Krispy Kreme's going to move in.
That, but I don't think they'll be wanting for customers, because I think they probably are going to have plenty.
I think so. They have a delicious donut, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
She knew where it was.
Yeah, now... they'll have lots of customers, and they'll have the cars will go around, snake around the block, and slow down traffic and everything for 2 months.
Oh,
and
it's going to be a mess
be around.
Because they've put in a turnstile there to where you can't turn. If you go in, you can't turn left onto Mount Vernon. So
yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Because
you'd have to cross.
Right, but everybody wants to go left.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Nobody wants to go right. What's to the right? That's going to be a mess. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me?
My phone is messing up, but the location on Dunkin' Donuts, my best recollection, it was right there on the corner, in front of Rite Aid and across from the 5-0.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. It was the same building. I'm not sure if that cash loan, title loan place is still in there or not, but that was the original Dunkin' Donuts.
Closed, but the building's still there.
Yep, yeah. That was the place. You got it right.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, 740-383-9944. I'd still like to know what it is about Dunkin' Donuts coffee that people love so much.
Yeah, I do like their coffee.
I don't know what it is.
But I like McDonald's coffee pretty well, too.
But see, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know.
That's why you're so mean.
I don't like coffee.
Well,
never did.
Have some coffee, then you'll be a nice guy. You will be a real creator. Then.
I'm not much of a coffee person. I was never much of a hot chocolate person.
You don't drink beer either, do you?
I've drank beer. I like Yingling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were some other things. Just to say the name.
Just Yingling. But nobody apparently knows what makes a donut and what makes a cupcake or what makes a cake.
Of course not. And if Dunkin' Donuts takes much longer, Krispy Kreme's going to come in and take their place.
Well, the building looks great over there.
Yes, it does look nice.
The building looks great, but that turnstile that's going to try to send everybody to the left or to the right is going to be a mess.
Yeah, it will. But you remember when the city was going to make that whole street one way with a divider down the middle, and they gave that up, thank goodness.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
We must have a sick phone.
Caller, are you there?
Apparently not.
Caller?
That's just me you're hearing.
Call us back. That caller disappeared. We don't know what happened there.
I was breathing on the phone.
If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back. I don't know what happened there, caller. Might have been on our end. Might have been on your end. Phones are not a perfected science yet, apparently.
And that's not our specialty either.
So give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. What's the difference between a donut and a cake? And also, what's taking so long with the Dunkin' Donuts? Can I get some donuts right now?
Probably not. Well, you got bunches of them sitting over there.
I
right
do have
front
the apple
you.
Butter donuts.
Except
here.
For those are round with no hole in the middle.
They would be more of a jelly type
donut.
Of donut.
Yeah,
because they have apple butter in the center of them.
Boy, that's a wonderful young lady that does.
Oh,
that
Glenn. Haven't we discussed this long
okay,
enough this morning?
I killed that one. The horse is laying on its back, whinnying.
I swear. I'm going to get nauseous if I have to hear any more of this.
She's calling you right
she
now.
She won't call. I told you she's got no spine. Go ahead, caller.
The difference between the donut and the cake is the yeast.
Oh,
They do more yeast in donuts, so they raise, and cakes are just cakes.
That's right. That's why they have holes in them.
And then the cake donuts, I'm not sure. My ex-in-laws used to run Dixie Cream donuts.
Huddles.
They made donuts for umpteen years, and so I learned a lot about donuts then.
So if we were going to make a carrot cake donut, we would put more yeast in the carrot cake?
Got to have leavened-y.
That I am not sure about. The cake donuts, what they do different. Honestly, I think it's just the shape, and then they do more moisture in it somehow. There's, something else in it that makes it more moist than just the regular cake.
Well, that's very interesting.
And they're delivered by pretty girls.
To go back last week when you were talking about ice cream, I didn't get a call. And I'll tell you, with ice cream in Delaware, oh my gosh, it is the best vanilla ice cream. They have flavors also. They make it's all homemade.
I missed the name.
And,
what was the name, caller?
Witz.
Oh.
W-H-I-T-S.
Now, where is it in Delaware?
It is downtown Delaware. Like, if you're coming down 23 and you just keep on going and you go into, you go into the...
Caller, we got a break for just one. It's 60 seconds. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the talking place.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and a caller telling us about a great ice cream place in Delaware. Tell us more about that, caller.
Okay. I'll make a special. I'll have my husband take me down for a special trip, and we'll go. They have sandwiches also, but it's just a little walk-in area. They only have maybe one or two tables sitting out along the street, but it's on the right-hand side. It's just a little shop, so if you blink your eyes, you're going to miss it. But it's called Witt's Ice Cream. It's the frozen custard, and I am telling you, it is out of this world. But they make banana splits and sundaes, and they pack it up to sell. They've got coolers with it in where you can buy it any flavor, and bring it home. But it is a real treat. It's a little more expensive, but it is well worth the money.
And it's on the main drag in Delaware.
Yeah, it's on the main drag, and it's on the right-hand side. If you're going from north to south, it's on the right-hand side. If you're coming back from Columbus, then, or, you know, from anywhere around the Delaware area, then it's on the, you know, then it's, it's on the opposite side. But it's not hard, you know, you just keep looking for the signs. There's a big sign on the front of it, so, but like I said, it's a small place, but the name of it is Witt's.
31 and, North Sandusky Street.
31 North Sandusky.
But it is really, really good. It's
it's called Witt's Frozen Custard.
Yeah, it's so good.
And yogurt.
It's just like it's kind of like homemade ice cream is what it tastes like, only a little better because it's perfected. So it's really, really good.
Hey, they have 4.5 stars. That's pretty good.
It's good. That's pretty good.
All right. Well, hey, caller, thank you.
I know you like the blizzards.
I do like the blizzards. So,
and I do believe they have things like that that you can have the crumbles or whatever they put in it. You can get it like that, too. I always get just plain vanilla, and that's what my husband always gets. I try the other ones, but I always get back to plain vanilla. So, it's really good.
Well, it doesn't say anything in here about low calorie, though.
I got it. Hey, I thank you. That's very good. I appreciate that, caller. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Last week I was taking a poll about best ice cream place, so on and so forth, and I had not heard that one.
I have
Witt's, 31 North Sandusky Street in Delaware. That wouldn't be a bad trip. Now, but it'd be fun to get a carload of people and go down there. And
are you all wearing masks and keeping 6 feet in between you?
Yeah, we're going to 6 feet it out in the car. No, who would I take on this trip to Delaware?
Put the top down, at least.
Put the top down. I don't know who I would want to, because, you know.
Well, you wouldn't take me, because you don't invite me to anything.
No, I wouldn't even dream of taking you, Glenn. Wouldn't even dream of it. Go ahead, caller.
Marion, a couple of years ago, was supposed to have gotten a Witt.
It
was
gonna really?
Right downtown with the Modest Pizza. And I haven't heard much about it. Yeah, there's a Witt's in Mansfield. There's one in Mount Vernon. And I know there's one down in the campus area at Ohio State, because my son used to eat there a lot.
Huh.
So it's a big chain.
Well, I don't know how many locations, but I know of at least four in Central Ohio, and I'm sure there's probably more.
So we lost our Witt's here in Marion.
We evidently lost it, because I was looking forward to that.
So you've had the ice cream. What do you think?
It's really, really good.
Now, what makes ice cream really good? What's the difference?
Creaminess.
I don't know. It's got to have some flavor to it. I don't care for the. I mean, I like the, you know, the butter pecan or the mint chocolate chip or the, you know, the different flavors. I'm not big on vanilla chocolate and strawberry.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, I appreciate the information.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Witz ice cream, what we're talking about here. What's your favorite ice cream? And what's the difference between, and we got a good answer there, but is it just yeast between a donut and a cake? Is it just shape? Is it the yeast? What is it?
I think that donut yeast adds those holes in donuts. Most donuts are kind of holy, much like the creator would make, yes.
Yeah, much like the creator would make. Thank you very much. So it's Witz, 31 North Sandusky Street. But I would have to take some people.
Myself,
I would have to take somebody who I could stand with me down to Witz, because you're going to be in the car for like a half hour with them. Well, an hour if you're doing the round trip, holy.
Unless you get mad at him and leave him there.
You know who I would take? I'll tell you, to be honest with you, who I would take on this
Adam.
No. Adam?
Our Adam.
You know, just because he lives in Columbus, probably not.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you who I would take. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say, to be honest
with you.
Take
my wife. She'll keep her mouth shut the whole time.
Oh, Glenn.
Except for telling you, watch out for the car on the right. Watch out for the truck over on the left. And slow down.
Oh, backseat driver.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think I would take Michelle, who owns Stewart's Root Beer, because she's a lot of fun. She's a nice person.
And she is a quiet girl.
And I would take her, and we would have a great time down at Witz.
Yeah. And then people would think you hang with good-looking people, which you don't usually, except for here.
Oh, Glenn, what is this fixation?
I love pretty women.
Well, but then you probably have a problem with these women who are in the studio. It's one of those things.
I'm going to shut up now.
Now, this morning, the conversation, I'm sure you didn't hear it, but yesterday I had Jim Blessing on, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding.
I did hear you're going
to
have him.
Yeah. And, you know, he's now suing to have the body of the president exhumed.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well,
should we do this? Should we not do this? What do you think?
He wants to check his pockets to see if he has
change. He wants a DNA. He wants a direct connection to the president
to be able to prove that he really is the same.
Well, I think they've done that through ancestry, but some of the family, I guess, still has a problem with it, and he wants to get the direct connection by using the president. So, what do people feel about that? 740-383-9944. It's an interesting subject. 740-383-9944. Do you think we should exhume the late president and Jim get his DNA test?
I'm not implying anything here, but let sleeping dogs lie.
Well, if that were your grandfather, would you say that? If people were questioning it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, if it came down to money...
I asked him about that.
Okay.
I said, is it anything financial? And he said no.
Okay. Well, curiosity, I guess. And you know what that does to cats.
But I'll tell you, I don't think it's curiosity. From my impression of the interview, I think it's this family still trying to deny it and say it's not true. So I think it's more being treated. I mean, here you are. You're the closest living relative to him because you're in the direct lineage. And here you've got great nephews telling you you're not legitimate.
I always say follow the money, and I bet there's money to be involved somewhere.
I know.
People lie.
You think?
People lie.
What money would there be in that?
Maybe a book thing or...
But he didn't know the president, so I don't know what kind of book you could write.
I don't know either. I'm not quite sure why anybody cares about things like that. Did you intentionally turn me off?
That was strange. I don't know what happened there.
Also, I hear nothing.
Oh, yeah, went dead.
Oh, well, you are the creator, so the creator, you can do as you please.
Yeah.
I don't know. If there's no money in it, I don't know why.
Well, I told you, I think it has to do with this whole thing about, you know, you're not a part of this.
Yeah.
Your mother's not a part of this. Your grandmother's not a part of this. Well...
What is the advantage of being a part of that? He was one of the worst presidents we ever had.
I'll
ask Fred Malone tomorrow when I have him on. Was he really one of the worst?
Well, I think Fred would say no.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think
he
Fred
would
say no. Yeah. But I think you should talk about this tomorrow because Fred's going to listen to this interview. And I think it's interesting because there have only been 45 presidents.
Yeah.
There are 88 counties just in Ohio. How many counties are there in the United States?
Oh, yeah.
So even if you're dead last on the presidential list, you're still in a very high echelon of areas that have had a president come from there.
Yeah, yeah. I used to live in St. George's County in Maryland. That's the biggest county in the world.
And is something did something come from there?
No.
Oh, I was hoping there would be something.
No, I have no idea. I was in the Army at the time, and all I cared about is getting out. So.
All I know is I think that he certainly has a case to be argued. Now, yeah. I don't know if it should happen or not, but we'll find out.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of exhuming people, but I'm not one. I'm the type of person that I would like to get cremated and then have my ashes spilled on Wrigley Field. You know, you can't do that anymore, by the way. But
if you just dropped him, I don't think anybody could stop it.
What are they going to do? Yeah.
All right, what are you going to do?
And I know a person who was half of his ashes were dropped on it. So, anyway.
I think that when it comes right down to it, it's a very difficult thing because exhuming sounds so bad, but apparently it can be done right on spot.
And it's just going to be bones and dust, so.
Well, but the DNA, I guess, comes from the hair.
Or it can come from the teeth, that it would still be there.
Right. And I think, so does the hair survive? Because Jim said the hair.
I think so. Yeah.
So if you open up a casket, you would see hair and teeth.
Their hair would look like mine right now.
Is that what, I mean?
Way too long, yes.
But is that a wives' tale? I heard that was a wives' tale, that the hair and the...
Keeps growing?
Yeah.
I think it does for a while.
But not forever.
I know.
But hair also does not disintegrate, so it would just lay in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get it in your food and stuff. I hate having hair in my food.
What kind of food are you eating in a... In a coffin.
I don't know. You remember the old TV shows on Saturday night where the guy, he talks like Bela Lugosi? And, yeah. That guy eats in a coffin.
All I know is I think it's perfectly legitimate if that you are the grandson, and that is your grandfather, and you want to do it, and it can be done that simply where they just have to take the lid off and clip a piece of hair.
And maybe it's just a... maybe it's just a ploy on his part to get them, his relatives, to admit it.
Well, they already did, because they don't want him exhumed.
Oh, okay. They admitted he was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then why is he doing it?
Well, I think part of it is because...
More legitimate.
Yeah, I think it really had... I mean, you denied it for 5 years. You kept us out of the 2020 thing. The home has nothing to do with us. You know, and we're the closest living relative. I think that... And you know what? People will say, well, you never knew him. Well, who living right now knew him?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. So, I mean, the people who run the home, the Harding family that's living right now, they didn't know him either.
Lowell Thurston knew him.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Might have. I'm sure George Kasotis had him at the bar a few times. George for sure knew him. But it's one of those things that I don't even really... People get very protective of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure why. He was a man with picadillos. We know this.
Is that a dirty word?
Picadillo?
Yeah.
No, I think it's foibles.
Okay.
He was a man with foibles. He had a wandering eye. He liked the women.
I like women.
Yeah, but he liked them outside of his marriage.
And he liked them in biblical ways, apparently.
I guess.
Yes.
He took them to church.
Yes. Exactly. You were right.
I don't know.
It was what happened after church.
Is that they went to...
the parking lot.
And had fried chicken?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I had on Sundays.
Did you? Fried chicken. There you go. I don't know. I just think he... Listen, we know the man had picadillos, and we know that he did things that probably were not the most moralistic things. Trying to hide those are not going to make them go away.
No. And might make him worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson slept with his slaves.
Yeah.
And had kids.
And several of the great-grandchildren of his have talked about it.
We've got a whole another hour coming up. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, 2 times before. Time she comes on, I'm excited. She's one of the most